Do you care about quality content delivered on a regular basis, no matter where in the galaxy you hail from? Recent cuts to public funding leave programs like this hanging by a thread. Support us, won't you? Head to patreon.com/FSL tonight for more information while you still can. And now, the show.
Sports Flash! Brought to you through a grant from Sonblast Corporation.
The Guardians run the asylum in Arkham 3-1.
Cheyenne exterminates Scarrow's hopes 2-0.
Starkiller wipes out the Sens in a playoff preview 6-2.
Gallifrey runs out of time. Cylon wins 3-1. That and more on FSL tonight.
790 Dragon Sports Talk Radio. Sports Talk Radio.
Coming up, Han Solo out indefinitely after he recklessly gets in the way of Kylo Ren during Starkiller's rout.
Plus, two rivals run out of space and time, relegated to history. FSL Tonight starts now.
When I heard the sound.
That's it, folks. Wrap it up. Put it on the shelf. Week 10 is over and the regular season is done for FSL 2016. I'm Tom Merritt alongside Justin Robert Young to go over this final week action and look forward to the playoffs. Justin, how you feeling?
Well, I don't know why you're being so conservative, Tom.
Conservative? I'm not sure how I'm being conservative. The week is over. The playoffs are ready. I'm excited.
I mean, all that's true. Sure, you're saying things that are true, but you're not, you know, I think people who listen to this show have come to expect something, you know, one step beyond. The kind of insight that you can only hear on FSL Tonight.
Well, if you mean by one step beyond madness, I think we deliver.
I think that what they expect, and if you won't say it, I will, is that we have ended the season.
Not the regular season. We're not going to play the playoffs now? Come on.
Might as well not. Why? I mean, give me one good reason why we should even play the playoffs.
Because that's how sports works. You do the playoffs to see who wins. You can't win the game until you've played the game, Justin.
Sure. You want to know? All right, that's fine. We can stick to that. But let's understand this. The winner today is Starkiller. They beat Coruscant 6-2. That is now officially going to be the playoff in the Eastern Division, right? The semifinal game in the Eastern Division. During that time, one of Coruscant's most legendary players, Han Solo, is recklessly in the direction of a charging Kylo Ren, is injured, taken off the field, and we don't know if he'll ever see the field again. This is a crushing blow to Coruscant. This is a startlingly dominant performance by Starkiller, and specifically the MVP of this league, and soon to be the MVP of the playoffs, Kylo Ren. And I don't see anybody else out here, not Xandar, not Arkham, certainly not Coruscant, that can stand in their way. The season is over, Tom. Over.
Well, we will of course see about that. Obviously, the games have to be played.
Give me one reason why the season isn't over.
But let's say metaphorically, the season does seem to be in danger for Coruscant because of the loss of Han Solo. He was injured seriously, and you seem to be glossing over the biggest controversy, that the whistle had blown and Han was actually appeared to be offering assistance to Ren when Ren followed through on the play. Now, I know what you're going to say, Justin. He was following through on the play. It was momentum. That's just what happens in the game. You can't stop yourself against gravity. Other people are saying that he charged into Solo when Solo did not expect it. Solo thought this was going to be a play that was over, and he took advantage of him, advantage of a familial relationship that has been reported in the press as well.
That's hearsay, and I'm not even going to address it here. Tom, all right. Let me just drop the veil a little bit. Obviously, this is an entertainment program. You know, we all kind of dial up our personalities to reach, you know, a bit of a frequency that is hard to ignore. That's part of being an analyst and an entertainer. So I don't think, Tom, that it is controversial to say that, yeah, this was a disgraceful play.
But I know what you're going to say.
Wait, how do you... No. You don't know what I'm going to say.
The way you know that the season is over already, I know what you're going to say.
No. Tell me if I'm wrong.
You think this is a controversial play because you
I said disgraceful, not controversial, disgraceful.
You just said controversial.
No, I said disgraceful. It was a disgraceful play.
You're because Han Solo got in the way recklessly of Kylo Ren is what you're going to say.
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, I'm happy to be wrong. Why do you think this play is disgraceful?
Because it's a disgrace that somebody who is as old and broken down as Han Solo was on the field to begin with, where he is right now in a medical bay somewhere getting a tag on his toe is where he belonged from the beginning of this season. Okay. This is a man's game. This is a game that, that the hard fought men and women of this league spend their entire lives training for. I'm sorry, Han Solo, but if you think that you still had the goods to be on the field at this level of competition, tell that to Kanji Club. Because this is where the big boys and girls play. And he didn't belong. And Kylo Ren did everybody a favor by getting that disgrace of a human being out of this league.
Of course, you can send your emails to us, feedback at fsltonight.com. If you have an opinion on that, maybe you agree. I think you've got a point. That Han Solo certainly at the end of his career. This is a long and storied career, but no respect for the veteran from you. No respect.
Respect. Respect from the... I mean, like, come on. This is not about respect.
So you don't think there's any question of Kylo Ren taking a cheap shot here?
Oh, my God. Oh, my
just asking a question.
Is that really... Is that really...
There's a lot of people asking that question, Justin.
That's really where you want... a cheap shot. Okay, listen... If a lot of people, sure, was it a full 2 seconds and did there appear to be a conversation, albeit a brief one, between the two of them after the whistle had blown? Sure. But here's the problem. And let me educate everybody who's listening right now. If you thought that was a dirty play, you just don't realize what the speed of this game is. It's a very, very, very fast game. It's hard to judge based on the super slow-mo of how we watch things, exactly how fast this game is played. So you want to know what? You want an armchair quarterback? You want to look there and say, oh, I don't know, maybe. That's what separates you, pencil neck dweebs, watching this game with the real studs of this league like Kylo Ren.
And we are working on getting Chewbacca in studio to sit down and talk with Justin about this. Hopefully we can arrange that.
He's a hell of a player.
Have that conversation.
He has not aged as poorly as Han Solo. Chewbacca has a place in this league, and his place will be as the runner-up in the Eastern Division after Starkiller does next week what they did this week, which is dismantle this ragtag team. You want to know what's controversial? The fact that now we have both Rey and Finn operating at a higher level. They're the only bright spots on this team so far. They're the only people who support during this game for Coruscant. And you know, again, I will continue to make the point that Finn should not be playing in this league and should have been suspended, should have served a suspension, and should serve a suspension for the next game. That's what I believe he should be serving a suspension for the next game.
Right. No one else agrees with you. He will play the next game. We've got some other games to talk to, though. Xandar beating Arkham. This was Selina Kyle versus Gamora all night long, Justin.
Hey, listen, Tom, there's only two types of players, those that dance and those that don't. And, you know, this was Xandar's time to cha-cha-cha their way to the playoffs for the second time in 2 years. They're, you know, they even themselves up with Arkham square themselves as 1-2 in the Western Division. Thankfully, Arkham gets some help from Cheyenne, Cheyenne wins. Never mind. They are now unquestionably going to the playoffs. Again, this was another playoff preview. I think this one, unlike Coruscant and Starkiller, didn't exactly show us everything that we are going to see in the next game between these two.
I agree with you there. Catwoman did not match up with the daughter of Thanos, but it did seem like the other players on both teams were a little bit hesitant, a little bit conservative, and I have a feeling they're going to have to turn that around, both sides of this, when they meet again next week. The surprise here is that Xandar wins and therefore ties Arkham. Arkham was hoping to extend its lead and be able to host this. Now there will be a coin flip. The Commissioner Seldon had preordained that there would be a coin flip for this game rather than what you would normally have in a tie situation to some kind of playoff. But since the result of that playoff would be the two teams playing again, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think this is a really, really, really interesting matchup because, these are two lineups that are very, very hard to predict, day in and day out. So it'll be interesting to see where we go from here. But as for how many things we can take away, I just don't know.
Now, the interesting thing about both these games we just talked about was none of these teams were really in fear of not making the playoffs. Now, granted, if Xandar had lost and Cheyenne won as they did, there would have had to been a playoff there. So there was a little bit more at stake for Xandar than Arkham, I suppose. But Coruscant and Starkiller were both going to the playoffs anyway. What was really going on with Cheyenne against Skaro and Cylon against Gallifrey was avoiding relegation. If you lose this game, you leave the league in both cases.
Certainly so, and I think we clearly saw in what was a fairly volatile season with a lot of parity that the cream rose to the top. Cheyenne beats Skaro, and this is kind of a ignominious end for a very storied franchise. Skaro, very often the gold standard for dominance in this league, very much goes out with a whimper.
Yeah, league champions to relegation very quickly. And contrasting styles here. What Cheyenne did was bring in former captain Jack O'Neill to speak to the team prior to facing elimination, whereas owner Davros of Skaro threatened all players with decommissioning if they lost. And we're waiting to see if that actually happens.
Well, there's a little bit of lost in translation here. I think what is a pep talk from the Cheyenne players, I think to Skaro, a threatening of decommissioning might be something closer to that than we can necessarily understand. But this is a sad time. I mean, I think Skaro, this is not the last we've seen of Skaro in this league. I think that they are going to rebound fairly quickly. They have the parts for it. But I think it is the kind of wake-up call they needed because I do believe they've gotten a bit complacent.
Yeah, previously Skaro has been thought to be gone and they have made it back, so it can happen again. Meanwhile, looking at Cylon and Gallifrey, Cylon wanted to prevent the moonshot of Gallifrey staying in. Gallifrey had a horrible beginning to this season. It looked like there was no question of relegation for them for a while, but they were holding on to hope to the very end, and Clara Oswald just ran out of time.
Yeah, this was, it is kind of symmetry that Gallifrey and Skaro, longtime rivals, go out of the league on the same week. Ultimately, the Clara experiment, which would certainly did very, very well for them a few years ago, has now kind of come to an end. This is another team. I mean, talk about symmetry that just really needs a new direction. They really do just need a new sense of who they are. As for Cylon, I've seen a lot of praise for Cylon this year. They certainly were knocking on the door of the playoffs. I'll just say this to Coach Baltar. Wake me up when you get there, okay? Like wake me up when you get to the playoff. There are no moral victories in the FSL. And I've said from day one of this season that Coach Baltar is an absolute can't win in the big time coach. He is a choke artist. He is a loser. He is a failure. And I don't think that there's anybody who could make the argument that he is anything other than a disaster for this Cylon team. Coach Baltar needs to be fired today. Today, he needs to get the hell out of here. And this is something I have said from the moment this season started.
Check the tapes, folks.
Check the tapes.
I will, out of that, pull one thing. I admire that Cylon sneak attack offense, and I think if they build on that next year, they might be able to find some reality to their approach. And I hope that it's more than just a made up ending for them next year.
Yeah, no, I think they've got stuff to build on. You know,
let's look at next week semifinals in the Western Division. We'll start there. Arkham and Xander, home team yet to be decided. Should be decided by midweek, and then they'll make their way to the location. Either way, though, I don't think home field advantage for either of these teams is a big plus, because these are teams that have traveled a lot. They are traveling teams. They play well on the road.
Well, you know, again, these are star-driven teams. So the question now is, you've got 12 people total. Who's going to step up? You know, because any one of these players theoretically could be the stars. These are not cohesive teams, right? Like they rely on the sum of their parts more, or on their parts more than the sum of them. So if I'm going to choose, I would say that somebody like Star-Lord, as much as I think he's an abhorrent human, is more consistent than anybody I see on Arkham right now. But that being said, nothing would shock me in this game.
Nothing would shock me either. I'm going to go out on a limb and agree with you, not only with your analysis, but just go ahead and say Xandar is my pick for this. I think not only is it a stronger lineup across the board, but Arkham had... I'm going to change my mind. Arkham had something... Xandar had something to play for this week. They needed to avoid any kind of question of not making the playoffs. Arkham did not. I think Arkham takes this. I think Arkham bounces back and Xandar gets complacent.
Who do you think is going to step up for Arkham?
I think we'll see Dr. Quinzel bringing that back.
Think she's going to be real? You have a real good game? All the kids want to dress up like her for Halloween?
I think you're going to see the clown squad out in force at this game.
All right. Well, that's it for all the games.
Hold them on. We didn't get your
all the games.
Coruscant at Starkiller. They will be at Starkiller Base. Yeah. I mean, I know your pick, but I mean, how confident in that pick are you? Are you willing to put a name on it?
I mean, if you're going to make me say it, sure, I'll say it. I will say it, Tom. That this is my play it. Play my
Justin's unobtainium. Lock of the week.
There is not enough Republic credits that you can put on this game. Like, this is pay your mortgage time, folks. This is empty out the bank account, lay it on the line, because the idea. Okay, let's go ahead and spell this out. What needs to happen in the infinitesimal, fractional possibility that Coruscant could possibly have a shot against the almighty, humming on all cylinders, Starkiller offense? Number one, you would have to have a tremendous off game by Kylo Ren, likely by injury. Number two, you would have to have extraordinary performances by the three leading scorers for Coruscant, Rey, Finn, and Poe. You would need all of them, not one, not two, but three of them to have the games of their lives. And If that happens, you have to replace on some level the veteran leadership that was the only thing that the wheezing corpse of Han Solo was providing to the Senators up till this point. If all of those things can come together, you want to know what, Tom? Now that I think about it, if all of those things could come together, then I would say they'd only lose by 10 goals.
Justin's unobtainium. Lock of the week. Lock of the week. Lock of the week. Lock of the week.
I'm going to pick Coruscant.
I mean, this is why people
I'm
going to
pick
said,
Coruscant because...
I've said that this is an embarrassing program. It's because you say ridiculous things.
No, this is why it's going to happen. Starkiller is overconfident. They believe that Han Solo was the linchpin, and as I think you correctly pointed out, he was a veteran presence, but not the most talented person on the field, and in fact may have been blocking Finn and Rey from being able to achieve their potential. They are fired up. They are angry at Kylo Ren. They are going to come at him with a dual attack, and I think they're going to win.
I mean, what can you say? I mean, if you're just going to start barking.
We got to see how it goes.
Now, if you're just going to start barking at the moon, like, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know.
Who ends up winning? I mean, I don't even know why I bother. Who ends up winning in the championship?
Oh, we can get to that when, I mean, I can't tell you. You want to know why? Because I don't know who to tell you Starkiller would beat.
If Starkiller doesn't win the championship, Justin, will you accept that result?
I'll leave you in suspense.
All right. Fair enough. We got some elevation to talk about. Let's stop talking about relegation. Start and talk about elevation. Two groups of four playing in the elevation tourney. Looks like the Westworld Workers were eliminated by their own in-league rivals, the Westworld Hosts, who are looking tough right now. We also have a strong defense led by Luke Cage, leading the New York Defenders forward. Some bright spots from the Central City Lightning, who play a very fast game. And the rough and tumble Belt Miners have been just hanging in there, playing it a little low key, but they are still in contention.
All very, very interesting. I've got my eye on the Texas Preachers and the Rickon Martys. These are two very, very, very explosive, confident teams that I think could very, very, very well see themselves in the FSL next season.
We're going to let them play the games. We'll keep an eye on the elevation tourney when we talk about it next week as well. Also, the commissioner-nominated voting has begun. Go to FSLtonight.com, look for the elevation vote, and cast your vote for which team you think should be involved in the league next year. Justin, I can't wait for the semifinals.
Cannot wait.
We will play them next week and talk about them. See you then, folks. FSL Tonight. You can support us at patreon.com/FSLtonight.
Radio. Sports Talk Radio.